AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Rowan County, Kentucky Clerk Kim Davis and all of her deputy clerks have been called for a federal court hearing on Thursday morning. Davis continues to refuse to issue marriage licenses since the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage. She's defied lower court rulings in the latest Supreme Court decision against her refusal to issue license. Earlier today, she confronted David Ermholt, who was seeking a marriage license.
I pay your salary.
I pay you
to discriminate against me right now. That's what I'm paying for. I'm paying for this memory with my partner that I love, that I've been with for 17 years.
People on both sides of the issues have been demonstrating outside the county courthouse. Serena Smith supports Davis.
Christianity is not something that we do. It's who we are. We can't go against who we are.
More dismal economic news from China sends stocks markets south. Manufacturing has dropped to a three-year low in China, key part of the economy actually contracting last month. Seaport Securities President Teddy Weisberg says he has to remain optimistic, even if September is historically a lousy month for the markets.
I'm looking forward to September, October, and December, and every day I get up is a new day, and you know, that's the glass is always half full. It's never half empty.
Right now, the Dow is down 317 points. The NASDAQ is off 71. And the S&P 500 has dropped more than 20 points. Hundreds of migrants chanted freedom, freedom during a protest at the main train terminal today in Budapest, Hungary. Hungarian authorities suspended train service from that terminal, forcing the migrants, many holding tickets, out of the building. Europe has been overwhelmed by a torrent of migrants from the Middle East and Africa. This is AP Radio News. A Transportation Department advisory committee wants airlines to clearly disclose the cost of change and cancellation fees, as well as the size of a plane seat before a passenger buys a ticket. The Advisory Committee for Aviation Consumer Protections also recommends hotels be required to include any mandatory resort or other fees in their room rates. The first predatory monster on Earth was a kind of weird water bug.
This was Earth's first scary monster predator. It was as big as Tom Cruise, 5'7", and it was a bug. It was a sea scorpion. The fossils were found in, of all places, Iowa.
AP science writer Seth Borenstein reports a geologist found 150 pieces of fossils about 60 feet beneath the river. Yale scientists say the critters date back some 460 million years. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.